What is up, everyone, and welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Spotlight On. For all those Stranger Things fans, Stephen King fans, you are in luck. I'm here with actor Peyton Witch. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Can we still dab?
Yeah, we can. That's what we're here for.
See, that's what we're known for now. We're the dabbers.
Yes.
This is a good song choice. I like this. We got the beat going. Is the dab your go-to move?
Yeah, it is.
I think it is. Now, you've inspired me. Now, every time, my go-to move will be the dab, and I'll think of you.
People say that it's getting old, but it'll never get old.
You just brought it back.
Yeah.
You brought it back for everyone. Okay, guys, and welcome back. Before we get started, I am your host, Morgan Ouellette. You can find me on all social media at Morgan_Ouellette. And I am here with Peyton Witch. You might recognize him from the infamous bully from Stranger Things, but he also appears in the new upcoming show that premieres August 9th based on the Stephen King novel, Mr. Mercedes. Peyton, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, where can everyone find you on social media?
Well, if you go to PeytonWitch.com, there's links to all my social media on there. Just because I'm not going to remember usernames.
Okay. All right. There you go. Find it there. So I want to get started, and let's just say that you are 13.
14.
Right? Whoa, 14. Whoa, mind blown, but still crazy. So you're 14, and you've already been on a hit show, an award-winning Netflix show. That's crazy. I don't even know what I was doing when I was 14, but that's just insane to me. How did you get started in acting? Why did you want to get started in this career path?
Well, you know, when I was little, we were always searching for an extracurricular activity for me to do. I tried soccer, baseball, karate. I didn't like any of it. I ended up quitting and moving on to something else because I didn't find it fun. And I was always really into movies, and I would pick a character for some reason and try and do what they did for the rest of the movie just because I found it fun. And one day I came out of my room and I said, I want to be an actor. And my parents were pretty surprised, and I got into some acting classes in the area, and after about a year of acting classes, I got an agent, and I've been auditioning ever since.
There you go. Now, does being an actor this young, does it take away from being a kid?
You know, you are busy a lot, mm-hmm. but my parents and I always think it's a good idea to have that normal in my life, so we do make time for me to hang out with friends and all that stuff.
Just be a kid. So you get kind of the best of both worlds. You get to be on movie sets, but still hang out with your friends. Like, what a perfect world. So do your friends kind of treat you differently? Like, you've been on a hit Netflix show.
Not really. Mm-hmm. Just because, you know, I choose to surround myself with people who don't want to be my friends because I'm on a show. And they've been my friends since before I was on Stranger Things, and the topic rarely comes up. So
there you go. So how did they feel whenever you told them that you were going to be on this new show, Mr. Mercedes? Were they just so pumped for you?
I usually don't mention
it. You don't?
It, no.
What?
I mean, yeah, like if they bring it up and they say, uh-huh. so what are you being on next? You know, I'll be like, well, it's this and this and that. And but, you know, when I'm hanging out with my friends, we're riding four-wheelers through the mud, just doing all kinds of stupid, crazy stuff, so.
Well, see, if that was me, I'd be like, guys, guess what I'm on next? So you're so humble. I appreciate that. Clearly I'm not. But so let's talk Mr. Mercedes. You play Danny Wilcox. Tell me a little bit about that character.
Well, Danny is a kid who lives in the same neighborhood as Bill Hodges, who is the detective and lead in the show, played by Brendan Gleeson. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm part of this kind of group of kids who play street hockey, and we kind of like to annoy Mr. Gleeson. And you know, I have some interactions with him, and some cool stuff happens.
So, and I heard that, so Stephen King produces this, and I heard he makes a cameo appearance in one of the episodes. So have you met Stephen King?
I haven't.
You have
I'm
not?
I'm hoping he'll be at the premiere.
That would be incredible.
I'm hoping. I didn't know he made a cameo appearance. That's pretty cool.
The rumor is, I was reading an article, supposedly he does make an appearance. I don't mark my words on this, guys, but that's just what I heard. So that would be really cool. I hope you get to meet him. So, and I do have a question. So, Harry Treadaway plays serial killer, Brady Hartsfield. I watched the trailer. He's terrifying in it. So, have you met him in person? Is he as terrifying as he comes across on screen?
Yeah, I haven't met him either.
Okay.
I think I saw him in passing one time. I was just passing him up.
Was he terrifying in passing?
Yes, he was. They had the ice cream truck on set, which comes into play in the show. No spoilers, though.
Oh, come on. So how did you get cast for this role? Kind of what was the process behind that?
I had an audition, mm-hmm. and it was just like any other audition. And then, but I got an email. They said, we want you to tape it again. Here's some notes. And I did it. And within a few days, I booked it, and I was like, cool.
Where did this shoot?
It shot in Charleston, okay. South Carolina.
There we go.
Cool place.
So when you go to auditions, I mean, you're so young. I can't imagine. Do you get nervous? Like, what's your go-to trick during an audition to just nail it?
Well, you know, when it comes to nerves, mm-hmm. Most of my auditions, because I live in New Orleans, most of them are taped and sent to the casting director, which I tape with some of my acting coaches. So that's very comfortable because I've been knowing them for years. Live auditions are a bit different. It is, you know, the nerves start to build up. But I feel like, because I used to be a super nervous kid, and then I did acting classes, and it just, I don't know, it helped with the nerves. I guess it was really the first thing I did that really, it was more of a competition,
mm-hmm.
and I kind of got used to it, you know, because I did soccer and baseball and whatever, but that was really just, we practiced.
Right.
That was it. So, yeah. Nerves, they're still present, but they're not all that bad. And go-to trick to nail an audition is just be prepared.
There you go.
Make sure you know your lines and you know how you're going to do it. And that's really it.
For all the actors out there, you heard it. You heard your tips to be on the next Stranger Things. Okay, so let's talk. Stranger Things, the cast is mainly kids. Mr. Mercedes, it didn't seem like there was that many kids. So what was your experience on set with Mr. Mercedes versus Stranger Things? Different, the same?
Well, you know, with Mr. Mercedes, though there aren't many kids, the street hockey group is, you know, it's all kids mm-hmm. my age. So that was pretty much, I was just hanging out with them the whole time. But, you know, I had a scene where it was just me and Brendan Gleeson. So there were no kids present, but it was still great. And, you know, everyone treats you pretty well there. So.
And then I have to ask, because I'm a huge Harry Potter fan, do you watch Harry Potter?
I don't. I haven't read the books, and I haven't watched the movies.
He plays Mad-Eye Moody, guys, in Harry Potter, so when I found that out, I was very jealous that you got to do a scene with him, so just go ahead and tell him that I'm a big fan. But, so, watch Harry Potter, and you'll realize how awesome he is. Come on.
I don't know, I'm not into Harry Potter.
Are you a Star Wars person?
Yes.
See, I've never seen Star Wars. You've never seen Harry Potter? Don't give me that look, Peyton. You've never seen Harry Potter. Come on. We're on the same page.
Can I leave?
Guys, come on. You've got... Okay, I'll make a deal.
I suppose I can forgive you. I suppose.
I will forgive you for not watching Harry Potter, and then you have to watch the first Harry Potter. Is there... How many Star Wars are there? I don't even know this, but...
There's 7 now. 8 coming out soon.
Okay, so I'll watch Star Wars, and then we'll compare notes, and we'll be on the same page.
Okay.
We've got a deal going on. Okay, so let's talk Stranger Things. So, trailer came out this past week.
Are we going to be seeing Troy in Stranger Things 2?
Not this season.
Not this season. Okay.
But if there is a season 3, we don't know what's going to happen.
We don't.
Anything can happen.
Anything.
Especially in this show.
Anything can happen. And I'm so pumped for that. But I will say, so let's rewind to season 1 of Stranger Things. What? It just seems like such a fun cast. Can you tell me, who did you get close to? What was it like being with so many just awesome kids?
You know, first and foremost, they were all amazing. Every single one of them. They were great. You know, I didn't have many scenes with the adults. I had one with David Harbour, who plays Chief Hopper. And he was great as well. Everyone that I met was awesome. Gaten was just, he was the comic relief. You know, he was hilarious. He plays Dustin on the show. And he was, there was so many pranks and
I can
and
only
jokes
imagine.
Going
I can only imagine
great.
What y'all did on that set.
It was so much fun. And there was a whole lot of food. So that
Which
was
is the best. Who doesn't like free food, guys? So do you still keep in contact with the cast?
You know, while we were filming season one, we definitely kept in contact because we were seeing each other very often. And, but, you know, after it came out, everyone got really busy. Mm-hmm. And since I'm not in season two, you know, that, you know, everyone is just super busy. Because when Stranger Things came out, everyone got new opportunities and moves on to other stuff. So everyone's just super occupied all the time.
Well, if they're watching this, which who knows, they might, what would you tell them?
Hi.
There you
How
go.
How you doing?
He misses y'all. But okay, so you play Bully, Troy, in Stranger Things, and you're such a nice guy. I would never in a million years picture you as a bully. Was that a hard role for you to play?
It wasn't necessarily. I mean, it was difficult having to be mean to those kids because they're so awesome. But, you know, I found it more fun than difficult because it's fun to play the bad guy, you know? And when it's someone who's so different from you, it's being a completely different person. So it was pretty fun to do.
So when you're in the scene and you have to bully them, after when it cuts, do you just want to hug them and be like, I didn't mean it?
Every time they said cut, we started telling jokes again and just singing stuff. It was great. It was hilarious. It was so much fun.
I can only imagine. And so, I mean, the big scene was when you held the knife scene. So what was that like? Was that difficult for you?
I think it was difficult for everyone. Not really from an acting standpoint, but because it was like 25 degrees outside.
Oh,
but from an acting standpoint, it was hard. You know, having to literally almost kill some kids that you really like so much. So it was a difficult place to get to mentally. But I feel like the anger came out when it was because of how cold it was outside. I was like, oh my god,
25 degrees.
Probably so. If I recall, it was about 25 degrees.
Well, you can never tell. So, fun fact, it was 25 degrees during the knife scene. But, okay, let's see. So, you've played a bully, and you also, I know you're in The Darkest Minds. You play young Bobby in A Different Kind of Me. So, tell me about how A Different Kind of Me, what was that like? I know Renee Zellweger is in that movie. What's it like being with such a big name like that?
Well, you know, that movie was filmed so long ago.
Oh, was it really?
It's yet to come out. Yeah, that was like 2014. I was a little baby.
Oh my gosh. Okay, yeah, you were. But it comes out in October, right?
Supposedly.
Okay.
Supposedly it does. I only got to meet her once.
Okay.
That's a funny story. I was little and I was talking to her and I had a sucker in my hand and then, I don't know, I guess I was starstruck or something. I dropped my sucker right on the ground. I was like,
It's fine.
It was hilarious. She was great from what I recall. It's years ago.
There you go. I bet she
really
remembered
nice.
You.
I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, the lollipop kid.
There you go.
So you've been in Stranger Things. You're in Mr. Mercedes. What are some upcoming projects that you have going on?
Well, like you said, The Darkest Minds, that's a fun one. It's based off a novel by Alexandra Bracken.
Okay.
And it's about this disease that kills like 98% of America's population, but for some reason it affects these teenagers differently. They get superpowers, and they're put in like these prison camps, and they're watched and guarded, and it's about this group of them that break out of the prison camp and go off on their little adventures. And my role comes in. I'm part of this other group that's there to cause them some trouble. Can't say much more than that, though. But it was so much
spoilers.
Fun. So much fun.
So when will we be able to see that?
That will be in theaters, I think, September 2018. Don't quote me on that, but I know it is early 2018.
So stay tuned for that. I'm excited to see that one. So I also know that you have a lead in an upcoming short film, Stick Up. So let's talk a little bit about that. A lead role, that's a huge deal.
That was so much fun. To you know, we did like 6 days of work in 2.5 days. So
wow, long days.
Oh yeah, it was very long days, but it was so much fun to film. It's got a great story. It's about this kid who lives in a trailer park, and his stepdad is a drunk and he's abusive, and you know, he's trying to escape this life and he hates it, and he has this girlfriend, and that's the only, you know, piece of hope that he has for a better life, because everything besides that sucks. And it was so much fun. And the crew on the short film was mostly consisted of people who worked on NCIS New Orleans, so that was pretty cool getting to meet all of them. So you know, hopefully that has some stuff that comes from that.
There you go.
But yeah, it was so much fun to do.
So when will this come? How can we see that?
We're hoping to get it into some really good film festivals.
Okay.
Which, you know, we haven't seen the final product yet, but it looks like it's going to be awesome. So yeah, we're hoping to get it into some film festivals.
So how is it different going from where you played a smaller role in Stranger Things to now the lead role? It's just the responsibility so much more. Do you like having that much more?
I mean,
obviously,
if you give
it's
me
a lead
role, I'm going to take it. But yeah, it is definitely more responsibility because, you know, you are the lead role and you have to show up prepared. And but, you know, it's fun because I picture auditioning as the work and being on set just like the coffee break, because it's so much fun. I really enjoy it. You know, sure, you got to, you know, prepare the scenes for the next day, and that is work. But when you get there and you're performing it, I just find it so much fun. So
it sounds like you are living the dream. Shoot, I want to be an actor now.
Go for it.
I think I can do it, right?
I think you can do it.
What would you cast me as? What would my role be?
It depends. What kind of movies do you like?
I think I would be good in like a romantic comedy.
Okay.
Right? Like girls like that. If you
I don't know. I'm trying to.
Well, maybe someone will watch this and they'll cast us together.
Maybe they will.
In a romantic comedy. But we'll see. Okay. So, I mean, you've played, it seems like, a lot of more kind of serious roles.
Yeah.
So a lot of sci-fi, a lot of thrillers. What's kind of like a dream role you have for your future? Like, what would be just the ultimate role for you? What would you want to see?
Spider-Man. Dude, how awesome would that be?
Next Spider-Man right here.
I mean, Tom Holland, you know, he's
I could,
you know,
see
he's
it.
He's spinning webs right now, but and like, he's 21, but he looks so young, so I feel like they're probably going to use him for a while, but hey, Spider-Man, right?
I mean, that's okay. You've got time. You're 14. You've got a long career ahead of you. I've never seen... I'm not even going to bring that up. I've said, just kidding. I think I've seen one Spider-Man.
We're back at...
I know. I'm digging myself a hole. You're going to have to forgive me for this one, Peyton. I promise. You have inspired me to watch so many movies. I'm just going to binge watch after this.
You have to. You have to.
Okay, I'll do that. You got to throw Harry Potter in there and some romantic comedies, and we'll be even.
Okay.
It's good. But, okay, so next project. I'm going to ask some random questions that I'm just very curious about. So you've been on a lot of different sets. You've worked with numerous actors. What has been just one moment on any set you've been on that is just the funniest experience, the craziest experience? Do you have any embarrassing moments?
I did pee myself once, but
this is how was that scene? What was that like?
I really thought I was going to be super nervous because mm-hmm. I mean there was like 200 background people there, and you know I got there and they had these tubes running up through my pants and a dude pumping water behind the crowd. And he was working
who
hard,
would have
guys.
Known?
He was working hard. No, it was great. It was so much fun. It was really hilarious. It was so hard to keep a straight face.
I bet. What was it? I mean, was everyone on set just like struggling to stay calm and be serious? Like, I can't even imagine that. Like, you have to stay serious, but you're peeing your pants on set. I mean,
Finn, he plays Mike on the show, and he's standing like this close to me, and he's like,
just like,
I'm dude, stop! You're gonna make me laugh.
Oh my! I couldn't do that. I would be just on the floor rolling, laughing. But I mean, y'all pulled it off greatly. You would have never known.
It was so much fun. It really was. In terms of moments that weren't embarrassing per se, we got to fly a drone around on set of Stranger Things. That was fun. There's a trailer.
Okay.
An entire trailer full of food.
Oh my
the entire
gosh.
Thing.
It's a dream.
It's like. You walk in there, they have cabinets on either side, shelves, like, hanging from the ceiling, and in each one of them, they have food. They have drawers full of candy. It was...
What was your go-to snack on set of Stranger Things?
Nerd Ropes. Those were really good.
Good. We're going to be friends. I'm glad.
That's
one of my favorite candies.
I don't know, you haven't watched
Spider-Man. I know, but you have to ignore that. At least we like the same candy.
I guess.
So we're on the same page. So speaking of practical jokes, there's so many fun kids on Stranger Things. You said you pulled all kinds of jokes. What was one of the best jokes that y'all did?
God, there's so many. I have to
pick
remember.
Pick your top couple.
I have to remember. This was so long ago, too. Let's see. Gate. Jesus. It wasn't even just, like, pranks. It was just... There were so many just jokes being told and random stuff happening. I remember once because it was 25 degrees outside, and they would yell cut, and they'd be like, all right, we got to set up this next shot. Y'all can hop in the van where it's warm and just, you know, sit in there and hang out, chill, and that's what we did. And I remember Gaten just going off on, like, this weird, like, rant that made no sense. He was just like, my grandma's cat. Was like doing this and doing that. I'm like, what are you
talking about?
This makes no sense. But then we all joined in and we started telling like random stories that made no sense. I was like, yeah, my pet fish dog was, and we were like younger too, so everything was super funny. If you said fish dog, you know, everyone would just crack up laughing.
I mean, I want to know what a fish dog is.
Well, you know,
there you go.
I thought this through.
Yeah, apparently you've come up with new animals. So I have to ask, if you had to make predictions about Stranger Things 2, do we think Eleven's coming back?
I mean,
what?
She was in the trailer,
so we
she's
know
gotta
that.
She's got to be coming back, right? It's just like, because I'm not in it, mm-hmm. I didn't get any of the scripts.
Okay.
I have no idea what's
okay,
going
so
on.
Okay, so let's hear your predictions.
Let's do it.
I want to hear.
I'm just excited as anyone else, too. Like,
so
I'm ready.
What do you think is going to happen, season 2 Stranger Things?
All right, so obviously Will's pretty messed up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got some stuff going on, probably needs some major therapy.
Yes, yes he does.
Barb is dead. I'm
going to
go off on a limb and say that Barb is dead.
Do we think
she looked
might
pretty dead.
Come back?
She looked
maybe?
Pretty dead. Apparently there's justice for Barb, though. Apparently
Come
there is justice.
On, help Barb out.
But according to everyone, she is dead.
Tears.
let's see. Yeah, Will's pretty messed up.
Okay.
He's seeing some weird stuff. There's that big thing in the sky. I don't know what that is. I don't think anyone knows what that is.
No.
There's so much stuff going on.
It's going to be a crazy season.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, how do you think Eleven's going to... gonna come back? How do you think she's gonna make her return?
I don't even know. Like, I watched the trailer and I was like, my mind is blown. Like, I don't know. Will she meet her mom? Like, there's so many different questions I've got going on.
See, like, it looks like she's trapped in the Upside Down from the trailer. That's what it looks like. And, you know, she, like, reached her hand through all that mm-hmm. goo stuff.
Did you ever get it? Is it real goo?
Like, I never touched it.
It looks.
I don't think I would want to.
No, I don't. I wouldn't want to either. I'm like, what is that? Like,
I'd have to do some major hand washing after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, sanitize that.
Ugh. But yeah, I feel like, because one of my favorite moments of season one is just at the tail end of episode one, they're like searching for Will in the woods and it's raining and they turn around and the music starts playing and there's just Eleven and like, who are you? And it's just awesome. I feel like it's probably going to be something like that. Just like,
very
dramatic. They're doing something and all of a sudden she just pops up and they're like, oh, hi. I mean, it'll probably be something a lot more dramatic than that. Didn't you like die or something?
Like, but all of a sudden she's back. I expect a lot of drama, a lot of suspense. I can't wait. And that comes October 27th.
Yeah, it was Halloween. Now it's the 27th.
So a little pre-Halloween gets you pumped for Halloween.
Halloween, yeah.
What are you going to be for Halloween? Random question. Spider-Man?
No, I'm going to be on my couch watching Stranger Things. That's what I'm going to be.
Even better. Even better. Okay, so just I feel like I've asked all my questions. I'm going to ask just a fun few. So you're 14. 10 years from now, where do you see yourself?
In Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Hey. I plan to move there when I'm 18. I say there. We are here.
We are here. So you're moving here. All right. I'll see you here.
Let's see. I hope to book some cool stuff by then. I don't know. It all depends on what happens.
Right.
Right? Like, ideally, Spider-Man, right?
Yeah. Okay, so 10 years from now, I expect to see you as Spider-Man, and I can be like, I interviewed Spider-Man.
You have to watch the movies first.
I know. I'm going to work on that as soon as I get home. But, okay, so hopefully Spider-Man 10 years from now. If you had to pick an Oscar or an Emmy, what? We're getting serious here, guys. We've got big plans for you.
I don't know. Jeez.
I know. I just dropped it serious.
There's so many categories. I want to be nominated for every single category.
Okay.
For both.
For both.
How awesome.
I think you can do it. I think you can do it.
But,
I mean, look, you're 14. You've already done so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But I have faith in you. All right. So, dream actor or actress you would love to be on set with?
Robert Downey Jr. I'm not going to say Tom Holland. Tom Holland is Spider-Man, and he's taking my role.
Yeah, we're a little jealous of him right now.
But no, Robert Downey Jr., he's Iron Man, whatever, but he's a great actor. I've seen him in several other movies, and it's just so awesome. And, you know, he didn't give up because he had some bad times in his life, but now he is freaking Iron Man, and it's crazy. He's doing very well, and, you know, I think it's a good role model.
He's definitely an inspiration. Big fan of him. Okay, so if you had a celebrity crush, who would it be?
I don't know. I mean, Selena Gomez. But, I mean, she is dating The Weeknd, but I like The Weeknd's music.
Right, so
I'm not
it
gonna,
works out
I'm not
well.
Going to hate on The Weeknd. So I don't know. I feel like
Selena Gomez. Yeah. I like that. And I like The Weeknd, too. So it's like we can't even get jealous of that.
We can't.
We can't at all. Okay. Any last words or thoughts? Anything else you have planned for the future?
Gonna eat lots of food, do lots of movies.
Eat lots of food, do lots of movies. There you go. All right, so any last words you want to say to the fans who have been watching this? Any Stranger Things
Thank
fans?
Thank you so much for watching. I really do appreciate it. And this will be on YouTube, right?
This will be on YouTube for
everyone
to see.
So if you missed it live, you can watch it later. And, it's been really fun.
It has been fun. All right, guys. Well, once again, I am your host, Morgan Ouellette. You can find me on all social media at Morgan_Ouellette. And then one more time, where can they find you on social media if we remember your handles?
Yeah, you can go to PeytonWitch.com and all my social media links are on there.
And there you go. And thanks so much for joining us, guys. I will see you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Awesome.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.